Thank you. I've just been given an armchair. I was seeing live fire. We're seeing bullets actually ricocheting off the bridge. The bridge in front of us. Yeah. There's some of the journalists who've been out and just made a run for the hotel for safety. And we're kind of a few floors lower down now, literally right above what's going on. And they're not just warning shots being fired in the air. Some rounds have been directed towards people. I mean, we can actually see the bullet impact out of this window where we are.
Who's being fired at?
People on the bridge. I mean, I'm watching a guy now who's throwing a petrol bomb onto the area under the underpass. These are pro-Mubarak demonstrators who are trying to throw petrol bombs onto the people below them. That's 1, 2, 3 petrol bombs we've just seen. There's a tank right opposite us, and the sporadic gunfire that you heard earlier. Right below us, the two groups seem to be kept separate by soldiers. The numbers haven't grown all day, but, you know, we're still seeing quite a lot of violence, and we can see someone being carried to our right, maybe 300 metres away, who we think has been shot. There's a couple of paramedics, and he's been brought down a ramp into an ambulance.
Who's firing?
I can't see. I mean, from this position where we are now, whatever's being fired is blocked from our view by a building.
Who do you suspect?
From this area, at one stage there was gunfire into the square yesterday, which people say was responsible for some of the fatalities.
And has that had any impact on the fighting?
No, from where I am, I mean, immediately opposite me, there are still exchanges going on of stones between the two groups, right in the middle of the bridge. There's just firebombs just landed on another that's just left a long trail of flames along the bridge. That's the pro-Mubarak people who are throwing the petrol bombs, and the opposition guys are returning with stones. I mean, I guess opposite on that part of the bridge there's about 40 or 50 people. One of the men is bringing up some corrugated iron to use as a shield, and they're setting up new barricades as positions on this part of the bridge.
So how many injuries so far?
Hard to tell. I mean, we've seen in the last couple of minutes a couple of people being carried away by groups. And again, it's impossible to know whether they were hit by the earlier gunfire or whether they've been hit by some of the bricks that are being thrown.
And you're just sort of peering out of a window with a helmet on, are you?
No, we don't have any helmets, so we're peering out of a window.
More
you can hear some of the fire now, I guess.
Is that warning shots?
That's some of the fire that we've been hearing, which I guess started in earnest probably about half an hour, 45 minutes ago, and it's becoming a little more constant now.
Okay, take care, Peter. Thanks a lot.